Hello and welcome to Tim and Ted's Brain Fart.
I'm Ted and or Tim.
And I'm Tim and or Ted. And today's question is going to be, which children's cartoon character would best be suited to destroying the Death Star? And just children's cartoons, all right? No CGI, no live action, just original cartoons.
Just the original cartoons?
Yep.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's so cool.
Children's cartoon, just ideally.
Children's cartoons.
Anything straight off the head?
Yeah, Bugs Bunny.
All right, okay.
Bugs Bunny.
Straight in with the power play, I see.
Yeah, yeah. Bugs okay. Bunny. He's really right. Good, digging holes. Really quickly.
Yeah.
Death Star in space.
Yeah, full of holes.
Full of holes.
Yep. It's good, isn't it?
It's gone,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Fair play, yeah.
Although, admittedly, not great for Bugs.
Yeah, he'll be instantly dead again.
He'll be instantly sucked down to space and killed, but...
Yeah, what if he accidentally made a hole in the wrong wall straight off and he just... Slightly damaged the Death Star instead of
destroying. That's a good point.
He'd have to get right to the reactor, wouldn't he?
He would get right to the air. He'd have to get right into the reactor. Oh, yeah.
And but don't forget, in Star Wars, anytime there's a hole break, you get those stupid stunk doors that just close instantly.
Oh, yeah. Then and they'd have the yeah. Like,
so as soon as he poked a hole into space, he's sucked out.
Oh,
and the
yeah.
Death Star just seals up the hole. So maybe not, actually.
Maybe not, actually, no.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Bugs Bunny's dead. He's straight out of the gate.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bugs. Wazzly Wabbit got out.
Ah.
That's right. I said it.
That's awful.
All right. I'm going to surprise you with this one. Don't you ready?
Got him.
Marvin the Martian. I'm sticking with the Looney Tunes.
Okay. Marvin the Martian.
He's got experience blowing things up.
Yeah, he has. Yeah. But
space experience as well.
Oh,
so
yeah. He's definitely got space experience.
He's got his own spaceship.
He's got his own spaceship. But it is really small.
Yeah, but that means he can fly straight through the X-Wing hole. He can do the trench run.
So what you're saying is that Marvin the Martian would be good because he can literally reenact the trench run from A New Hope.
Yeah. I like the fact that he's almost as evil as Vader, so he's the one that says, the Force is strong with this one. As he's trying to lose Vader in the trenches.
But I'd argue he'd struggle to get him to go on side with you.
Oh, yeah,
I think
the only reason you could get him to blow up the Death Star is if the Death Star posed a direct threat to him or his plans. It's just an inconvenience for him taking over the Earth.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. I think he could do, I mean, he could do a good job. He can reenact the film and the film what destroys the Death Star.
He often fails in the cartoons, but that's usually because of Bugs or...
Yeah. Well, I say, Bugs is there floating around in space. He's dead. He's not going to help. Is he? He's not
going to. Daffy Duck sometimes messes him up.
Yeah, Daffy Duck could mess him up.
Yeah.
Maybe he fires a shot and it.
Darth Duck.
And it's his beak, and his beak spins around a bit rather than going through the exhaust port or something stupid. He's just outside in space.
Daffy Duck's just sat in the exhaust port.
Yeah, sat in an exhaust port. Yeah, why not? what would you use?
I know. Right, it was Porky Pig that stops him. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Porky. The hole comes up with a little barrier, and Porky Pig goes, and that's all, folks. Takes the torpedo to the face.
Oh, Porky.
Anytime there's a little hole, Porky Pig sticks his head out and says, that's all, folks.
Oh, and the mess in the tube.
As he's being sucked out to space at the same time, I'm guessing.
Bacon everywhere. Oh, poor old Porky.
So, yeah, Porky Pig might stop Marvin the Martian.
Although, I'd argue that Marvin the Martian doesn't have torpedoes. He had lasers, didn't he? And you can't get a laser to fly through a tube. I never saw him with torpedoes.
I'm sure I've heard him say, fire the torpedoes.
It's not a very good Marvin impression.
I can't do a good Marvin the Martian impression.
I can't do one either, so I'm going to let you keep it. But,
Maybe he only does fire lasers. So, yeah, then maybe he would fail in that regard.
He can't do the L shot. unless he's already prepared it with mirrors.
That's what Porky was trying to do.
Yeah,
all right. Who else we got? You ready?
The Tasmanian Devil. Oh. The Tasmanian Devil. He is a whirlwind of mass destruction, isn't he, to be fair?
He is, but does he not suffer the same fate as Bugs Bunny at some point?
It depends where he starts getting angry. If he starts getting angry, like, close to the centre of the ship, by the time he reaches the outside, he's going to have destroyed a good 80% of it on his way through.
Well, I'm picturing it, because I've made it, like, almost look live, actually, in my own head.
Right.
A little Wookiee just going ape shit.
A tiny little spinning around, destroying stuff. Yeah.
But surely at that point, the Empire would have put him in the detention centre.
I think he gets smashed out of it pretty quickly.
Yeah?
You can't contain Taz, can you?
Yeah, true.
The amount of times Taz busts out of stuff.
But the detention levels were always near the hangars. They weren't near the core. So it's really a potluck of which way he goes.
Directing him would be the problem. I think that's you've got that. I think directing him would be a bit of an issue. So maybe because he hid just a whirlwind of destruction. Yeah.
I'm going to stick with the Looney Tunes for my last go here, and I'm going to throw a wild card at
your last go. Bloody hell!
Well, for my last Looney Tune, I think.
Okay.
I'm going to go with someone, but I'm going to. We've been approached as if these people are attacking the Death Star. I'm going to have this character working on the Death Star, attempting to fire it.
Okay.
Wile E. Coyote.
Ah, so when he pushes the fire button, a big flag comes out.
Yeah, big Acme flag. Yeah. Or the Death Star just implodes on its own because it's Acme written on the side of it.
That'd be.
He's not trying to blow it up, he's trying to use it.
I just had a very similar thought with. Dick Dastardly and Muttley. just give them the controls of the Death Star and just see what happens. Eventually they're going to mess up and blow up, aren't they?
Yeah. Elaborate plans to stop the rebels.
Yeah, and it just goes horribly wrong and they end up killing themselves. And then they end up just sort of like bum hopping through space with just a steering wheel and that.
All right, so those two, Bob on successes.
Yeah, Bob on successes. I can't see those failing, to be honest with you.
Okay. We've been slightly away from the Looney Tunes.
Okay.
The Powerpuff Girls.
Right.
All right. You look like you don't know what I'm saying.
I know of the Powerpuff Girls, but I have never watched the Powerpuff Girls.
Three little toddler girls.
Right.
Super powered.
Okay.
All about fighting for justice.
Okay.
Like laser eyes, super strength, and the works.
All right.
So I can't remember the names of Bubbles, Bubblegum, and Blossom. There you go.
Yeah. That's okay.
That's some cartoon knowledge you've got there.
Yeah, that's concerning. No, if you've got a superpower, then can they survive in space like Superman can?
I do remember them flying through space at some point.
Because if they can survive in space, all they got to do is fly like just smash.
Yeah, and smash. Straight through their They'll do the torpedo move.
Yeah, they could do that.
They're the good guys. The only good guys so far that we've got that could possibly destroy the Death Star.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You got anybody else?
I'm gonna try Sonic. I think Sonic might have a good
Sonic
shot.
The Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
Alright. Okay.
Now, I know most people will argue that he's a computer game, not a cartoon character.
He's had a cartoon. I remember the Sonic cartoons.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. How does he get to the Death Star?
Sonic's got a spacecraft. So Sonic in all of his in his shows had a variety of different vehicles over time. So he had like helicopters, submarines, boats, cars, boat motorcycles, aeroplanes, spaceships, all that kind of stuff.
I remember him getting kidnapped a lot by Dr. Robotnik, who had like a little weird hovercraft and stuff. They just captured other people.
Yeah, in some of the earlier ones, but in some of the more recent ones, he has like a variety of... Because he has loads of helpers. He has obviously Tails and Knuckles, and there's a girl I can't remember the name of, and there's a couple of others as well. So at this point, he has like a variety of different ships. He just flies his spaceship over there.
Yeah, runs around the Death Star really fast. What, spins it?
Runs around the Death Star. Just, they can't target then, can they? Yeah. Makes more bit.
I like the fact that suddenly the Death Star's got a gyroscopic force on it and all the stormtroopers are just stuck to the inside of the outer shell.
Yeah.
All right.
He just does that.
Because the spinning Death Star. What's happened on there? Oh, we let Sonic on.
Yeah. And that's how he does it. Sonic for the win.
Yeah. Because the image of Vader just stood against the screen, just splattered up.
Vader would suffer the worst, I would have thought, because...
He's heavier,
and he's going to get crushed against it, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So it doesn't destroy the Death Star, it fucks it up.
Well, you could, because obviously, you allowing psychics in amongst your thing? Because if he went with Sonic and Tails, if you allowed the psychics, I was allowed Dastardly and Muttley. Sonic and Tails, while Sonic's doing the spinning the counterclockwise, Tails can just float over and find the self-destruct button, can't he?
Is there a self-destruct button?
There's always a self-destruct button.
Alright.
You name me one sci-fi program that doesn't have a self-destruct button.
Star Wars.
I bet it does.
They never ever make it.
Yeah, but I bet they do. They always do.
No, in fact, they always just let their ships die or just shitly blow it up or run it into things. They never could blow it up.
Yeah, but I would imagine they did. They were at war with the Trade Federation probably. For a while. They'd have had a self-destruct because you wouldn't have wanted your tech getting into their hands and vice versa.
Yeah.
That's what self-destruct's all about.
Yeah. Right.
So,
okay, who else we got then?
Who else we got?
Wait, is it my turn?
Yeah, you should have a.
All right, that's gonna take a minute. Okay, I'm gonna go with another spaceborne cartoon series.
Right,
you ready?
Yep.
The Biker Mice from Mars.
The Biker Mice from Mars. That's a blast from the past,
isn't it?
Fucking hell, I only vaguely remember that.
Yeah, so you were, in case anybody doesn't know, these were mice who were from Mars and happened to be bikers. It's quite a self-explanatory title.
They summed it all up quite well in that one title, didn't they?
These were human-sized mice with a punky attitude, I guess.
Yeah.
And obviously they were bikers and they had space bikes.
And they had space bikes, yeah.
Yeah, with like lasers and stuff like that. Yeah. So, again, Trench run with them. I want to say three, but I'm not sure. There might have been four of them.
I have a vague memory of three, but it could well have been four. I'm not sure.
I sent all three or four of them down the trench.
Like a blue one, a green one, and a red one, wasn't there?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So I think it might have just been the three. Anyway. Yeah, they've got the lasers on. They can go down the trench.
Yeah, they can.
The port was 2 meters wide. That's quite
a substantial port. You know, yeah. you could get a human-sized mouse on a motorcycle down that.
Yeah. So
it just drives down there, shoot.
And they constantly blew stuff up. They were in because they were fighting some other space.
They always blew them up from the inside
and just rode away into the dust.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. A lot of that riding into the sunset malarkey, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was very.
So
I think you probably got onto a winner with the biker mice.
So they're good guys and they can do it.
Yeah.
So I've got, that's two for me. That's Powerpuff Girls and the Biker Mice.
Yeah. I only managed with Sonic so far.
Yeah. You did it dastardly, but you did have...
I did the evil one.
We'll not count the bad guys yet.
Not count the bad guys yet. I've got another idea. The Samurai Pizza Cats. I don't know if you ever remember that. It was a thing that...
That does sound really familiar.
Our friend Man used to work us watch... back in the day, and I'm sure it was Man that made watch it. Yeah, it was essentially a bit like the Thundercats style situation.
Yeah,
but they were little
kittens,
kittens, and they loved eating pizza. And then when the city got invaded, they jumped into like this like power armor stuff and became the samurai ninja cats, and they did loads of ninja stuff.
I'd
say because they had the They were always fighting like technologically superior bad guy.
Yeah.
And they were good at, you know, destroying stuff.
Space
and they
travel?
Pardon?
Space travel?
Not specifically in the show, but they've got like tech suits and stuff. So I'd say that it wouldn't be a big jump to get like an EVA suit out of it and stuff. So.
Yeah. All right.
I'd say they'd be all right with that. I think they'd survive.
Oh, one thing we've not questioned in any of this.
Okay.
How would they face off in a fight against Vader?
Ooh.
Obviously, we'll have to reassess our successes.
Okay, right. So we'll reassess the success.
We need a bit of paper.
So I've got a bit of paper written down here. So we have Marvin the Martian was a yes.
Yep.
Bugs Bunny was a no. Wile E. Coyote was a yes. Dick Dastardly was a yes. Powerpuff Girls was a yes. Taz was a no. Sonic was a yes. And the Biker Mice was a yes. That's what we've got so far, wasn't he?
Yeah,
we'll cross him as a no because it all depends on where he was in the ship when he first goes into a rage. And like you said, if he gets into the wrong direction, he goes straight out.
Because I'm assuming he's got up there by himself and followed through. I'm assuming he's been abducted by stormtroopers.
Oh, no, I was assuming that I'd abducted him and put him in there and then hit him with a taser.
He's after you then, really. So wherever you are.
Yeah, yeah, he's after me, yeah. And I'm just running around in circles in the Death Star just going, Vader, help me. I didn't mean this to happen. I wanted to defect. Damn the rebels.
Yeah, sounds about right.
So, yeah, sounds about right. So, how would Marvin the Martian cope with the fighting day?
Porky Pig was his downfall.
Yeah, of course we did. Yeah.
I don't know why. Not notoriously working together, but...
Poggy Pig is the downside. Okay, so on the next on the list, we've got the two bad guys, so we'll just skip over them for now. The Powerpuff Girls, how'd they face off against Darth Vader?
Alright, okay, so they're all like super powered.
Yep.
Imagine little super girls, essentially.
Yeah, basically.
So they can fly, super strength, laser eyes, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I want to say they had some kind of weird aura as well, because they often remember glowing in their own colours, pink, blue and red, I think it was, or something like that.
Wasn't there a green one?
Might have been a green one, yeah. Pink, blue and green, probably, primary, yeah. So...
So,
So Vader comes along, lightsaber out. They've not got sabers.
Yeah.
But they've got laser eyes.
But they've got laser eyes. But what does Vader do to laser eyes?
He deflects.
He does the same thing he does to all blasters. Yeah. He deflects it. So their laser eyes, I would say, redundant against Vader, because Vader's not only used to fighting against lasers, but he's actually quite proficient at blocking lasers.
Yeah. Can he block three at once?
Well, in the Clone Wars, was it the Clone Wars? They're fighting amongst loads of droids, firing shots, and they're just firing.
Yeah.
You know, there's like 50,000 droids there, and they're not getting a single bullet in them. So I would argue that three versus the droid army is
I'll let it right. Yeah. So they can fly quite fast, so maybe get a flying pumpkin, maybe.
But
he's again Jedi though, so
he's Jedi. He's always a fraction because he's got that fraction of a second precog.
He can try and catch them, but they are super strong.
But he doesn't necessarily have to catch them, does he?
Bat them away, couldn't he? Really,
he could just. Boom, force catch.
Is he then distracted enough for them to use their lasers, though?
Well, it depends on how many he gets in a single force catch. But, like...
They are little girls, okay? They're not like Wookiee size.
Yeah, so if you think about it, if one of them comes darting at him, right, he uses his Jedi ninja reflexes to whoop out of the way.
Yeah.
As they go by, boom, force push, boom, straight out into space.
Oh, nice. Nice move. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I think Vader would stand toe to toe with them and barely break a sweat.
Yeah, fair play. Yeah.
I don't think there'd be a situation where either would get the upper hand, because if they can survive in space in the same way Superman can, the only way he could do it would be to, like, have someone kill them.
Yeah, he'd have to force choke them, wouldn't he?
So he'd have to have gotten out two of them out of the way.
If they fly at him and he just sabers them.
Yeah, he could just save them. Yeah. So I mean, I'd say against Vader.
I think that's a fail, yeah.
That's a fail. So the Powerpuff Girls, I'm going to write a V next to that, and then, so we know that if they died to Vader. Yeah. So on our next on our list was Sonic.
If Vader just lifts him up.
Yeah. And Vader, by the time he was Vader, was supposed to be more powerful in the Force powers, because he was less able to move because of his robotic arms and legs and robotic breathing and whatnot. He's supposed to be more powerful. You saw him when he crushed the room when he first gets his Vader suit at the end of the third Bunny Rabbit Ears movie.
Well, so he can force choke over distance as well, can't he? So
you know, he'd just have to...
Lift Sonic up.
As he's pinned against the wall, he can just lift Sonic up. So gravity stops, and as he's holding Sonic, you can just crush him.
Yeah, maybe mind trick him to run the other way, put the station back.
He wouldn't need to, really, would you?
You wouldn't need to, but you could.
He could.
Yeah. Or you could, like, stick his saber out as Sonic's running past.
Yeah, I think you'd struggle with that as because of the G-Force. Because the G-Force he's experiencing, But just pick him up so that the spinning stops, and then while he's holding him there, just step down and then just...
choke him, yeah.
Yep, dead.
Yep, dead Sonic.
So that's a dead Sonic. He loses to Vader.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who else we got?
Biker mice from Mars.
Oh. So they've got no special ability other than their...
other than a cool motorcycle.
Yeah.
For spaceships.
Fires lasers.
Yep.
And they go straight down the port on all.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So...
I think they might be through.
I don't think they're going to encounter Vader.
Yeah. They don't enter the thing, do they?
Because by the point that they would be going through, Vader would be outside in his ship. Yeah. He was less useful outside in his ship than he was.
That's he was in the trench fighting him. He got knocked off by...
So,
they're straight in.
Biker mice from Mars for the win for that one.
Yeah.
So I'll give him a second tick on our little list of ticks. It looks like a V. Oh, dear.
Victory!
But I've written V for Vader where they failed. That V looks like a tick, so I've got to make sure that definitely looks like a V. All right. Scoring system here is terrible.
That's all right.
Never mind.
Yeah.
So now we've got bad guys.
All right.
Okay.
So we've got Dick Dastardly and Buckley.
Dick Dastardly and Wile E. Coyote.
Okay. Right. Wile E. Coyote, I think, would be like, who there is a Grand Moff, I think, in charge of the Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he's going to fire the Death Star, and he's going to push the button, the big Acme Do Not Press button, because right next to the fire button.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he's going to blow it up. Vader's not going to have a chance to react, I think.
Yep, I think Wile E. Coyote's got that for the win, I think.
You failed me for that, boom!
Yeah. Yeah, I think he might actually take Vader with him as well. I think unlike the biker mice from Mars, who Vader escapes, I think it would have shortened the film franchise a little bit, because he would have taken Vader with him.
Yeah. On the first test of Alderaan.
Oh, that'd be awful for him, wouldn't it? Just the rebels on Alderaan just watch the Death Star explode. That's no moon. Boom.
Ah.
Ah.
It must have been a big firework.
All right. That was cool. I like that. Can you build another one?
Empire.
and that's how they win.
All right. So Wiley's got it then.
Wiley's got it, yeah.
Yeah, double tick Wiley.
Give Wiley an extra tick. Where's Wiley? There he is. And then Dick Dastardly and Muttley.
All right, so how did they... Because we didn't really go over how they did it.
No, we didn't. No. Dick Dastardly and Muttley are always about making a plan trap
Dick Dastardly and Org. Oh, we've got Wacky Waces.
Wacky Waces.
The Catch the Piglin one.
They're all the same... Dick Dastardly and Muttley.
Yeah, so he's always got...
He's always trying to capture something rather than destroy something. So I'd say that if he's trying to capture the rebels, like say, for example, I don't know, I was going to say, because that wasn't the Death Star, was it? That was an Imperial ship trying to catch Leia's ship. But yeah, he's always trying to catch something. That's his thing. So he'd have come up with an elaborate plan to catch them.
That inevitably backfires.
In some way, shape, or form, I would have thought.
So... How does that destroy the Death Star?
I don't know. I don't know. Bit of dead air there. I don't know.
I'm trying to think too.
Unfortunately, I'm not Dick Dastardly. I can't come up with his genius plans.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Why would he?
He would be trying to catch the rebels.
Yeah, so maybe he's like luring in rebel, like when they try and catch the Millennium Falcon or something like that. He lures them in, and it turns out he's pulled in a grenade or something instead.
Yeah, or pulled in a nuke or something.
Yeah.
Boom, the Death Star goes up. Yeah.
Again, no time for Vader to react, though.
No time for Vader to react, but...
But he's all often deemed incompetent.
Yeah.
So maybe Vader's already cloaked him out.
Could have been, yeah.
Because he never fails massively, just always inconveniently.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
So Wile E. Coyote would be the one that pulls in the nuke.
Yeah.
Dick Dastardly would pull in an empty rebel freighter.
I think maybe Vader would have choked Dick Dastardly out, to be honest with you. I think Dick Dastardly's going to lose to Vader.
You have failed me for the last time.
Yeah, he's going to be choked out on the floor somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Have we got any else?
You've got another one written just there.
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
You've got
nothing about this one, haven't you?
You're coming in at me blind with this one here.
Okay, so some of you probably know because it is a well-known cartoon. But
apparently.
From Dexter's Laboratory, Dee Dee.
Okay.
So I'll give you a quick breakdown so you've got an idea of what's going on here.
Give me some idea, go on.
So Dee Dee is, Dexter, is a super smart genius kid
with
a secret laboratory under his house, and he constantly doing world-changing experiments and stuff like that. Dee Dee is his ditzy older sister who manages to blow everything up no matter what she's doing.
Right.
He's obviously always finding a way into his secret lab, no matter what security measures he's got on.
Okay.
And just blowing up his latest experiments.
Right.
I think she could accidentally blow up the Death Star just by doing her stupid ballet dances around.
Why would she be on the Death Star?
She just finds a way into places.
But what?
I don't know, maybe Dexter helped build it.
Okay, yeah.
He's always big doomsday weapons and stuff like this, and she just destroys it.
Is he hoping to be like an evil genius then?
He's just a genius in general. He wasn't particularly evil or good.
Right.
So everything that he built, every time he built like a super mech or something like this, or the cure for cancer or something like that, he'd accidentally just ruin it. Just by trying to play, essentially, like a...
Yeah.
Like a kid.
Like a kid, yeah.
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 Okay. So
how would he fare against Vader?
Vader, he would get so annoyed with us so... Instantly, I think you'll probably just choke her out. She's got no special powers.
So we're going to give her a tick for destroying the Death Star, but a V for being killed by Vader. Yeah?
Why didn't you put a cross for Vader instead of a V? I just looked at his score. He's got ticks that look like ticks, and then Vs that look like ticks.
Yep. I know. I explained this a second ago, but you didn't listen.
Apparently not.
No. Because I actually have one that is a tick that looks like a V. I had to make it look more like a V.
All right.
We have got one that I've actually not written down on the list because I thought of it as we were talking.
Oh,
the Samurai Pizza Ninja Cats Pizza Cats.
Oh, yeah. So how would they fare?
We said that they would be able to destroy the Death Star because of their mechs, but
Vader face against the mechs?
With
these big mechs, would they get down the port? Would they just climb through?
The armor that they wore essentially was like samurai armor but tech.
Yeah.
So I'm going to assume that they modify that with like a spacey thing. So you're looking at more of like an EVA suit than a full on battle mech.
Does this make them like human size or bigger?
Well, they were fighting in a world where they were fighting other animals. So, by that logic, yeah. they are kitten size.
Oh, yeah, so that's even smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they could probably just go straight in the vent. They could be the torpedo.
Yeah. All right.
They wouldn't come across Vader.
Would they survive the explosion, though? Like the biker mice, like I say, they've got the notorious flying away scene.
Probably not, no.
Yeah, so these are suicidal samurai cats.
Yeah. Samurai and suiciding cats. Samurai, suicide, cats. Yeah, so I'd say they've not actually come across Vader, so...
Yeah. I'm happy with that.
Okay, cool, yeah.
There is one left, I've remembered.
Okay.
Duck Dodgers, the 24th and a half century.
All right.
So, for those of you who may know, this is, in fact, Daffy Duck, but in a spoof version of Buck Rogers.
Buck Rogers, yeah.
Yep. Space experience.
Yep.
But Acme technology again.
Yep.
And he was the good guy, though.
Yeah.
He always achieved his goals by fluke. He had this elaborate plan that would always go awry, but somehow at the same point, fuck up the bad guy.
Yeah. In very Looney Tunes style, yeah.
So I think if he was there defending Yavin or whatever it was, he would blow up the Death Star at the same time as firing the Death Star.
Yeah, that sounds about right, yeah.
Yeah.
So... what we'll do then is we will give him a tick for being able to destroy the Death Star,
yeah.
but we'll also give him a cross for destroying Yavin.
Yeah, against Vader.
Against
he's
Vader.
Always in space. He didn't really go... He's always in his spaceship, so he didn't really go in. He might do the torpedo thing.
Yep.
Well, again, I think he might like blow it up by torpedoing straight in, hitting the reactor button, and rolling onto the self-destruct button that we've already established from Wanaka, who is right next to the fire
button. Yeah.
So I think that's how you do it. So I don't think you'd encounter Vader.
No, I don't think you'd encounter Vader. Yeah, so yeah, I'd give him. You got a tick and a cross for being able to be successful at destroying the Death Star, and also at the same time destroying Yavin and the Rebel forces.
Yeah, all right. So who out of that lot was the most successful then?
I think the most successful out of that lot, based on this, was the biker mice from Mars.
Yeah.
So because they just flew in, destroyed the Death Star, and flew out again without any real dramas.
Yeah.
I mean, unless of course you're looking at trying to take over from a bad guy perspective, in which case Wile E. Coyote was your best.
Oh yeah,
because
he always survived the explosion as well. Yeah, he'll be there because the rubber light safe, because with his finger on less than the button.
Yeah. So yeah, I think Wile E. Coyote, if you were trying to infiltrate and if you were just trying to destroy it in a Yavin 4 style, yeah, it looks like it's going to be the biker mice from Mars for a win on that one.
Yeah,
it looks like.
Oh, so who's the worst good guy?
The worst good guy.
Who failed the most?
Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, because he just killed himself. Didn't he
killed himself, and achieved absolutely nothing.
How would he have survived against Vader?
He wouldn't, would he? Because he's just a man-sized bunny.
Yeah.
He's got no powers. I mean,
he always outwit Elva Thud, but Elva Thud was Elva Thud.
Yeah.
Again, I think Vader would just choke him. What's up?
Yeah. I think Vader would just choke him out. I think there's...
Yeah,
I think he was the worst, and the only other one that was just as bad, next one up in terms of the worst scale was Taz, because he was an uncontrollable force of nature. If you put him in the wrong point, he just goes straight out into space, and again achieves nothing. You'd have to get him right in the middle, or have him chase me around the Death Star.
All right,
I'd run up and hug Vader, kill us both.
You really hope Super Vader doesn't cut you off or choke you out. Yeah.
I'm sure he'd get rid of that problem. Vader! Give him a hug. He'd be like, what's going on? What's going on? Why is he hugging me? it does!
Boo. All right, okay. So what have we learnt today?
We've learnt that the best person to destroy the Death Star will be the biker mice from Mars.
Yeah, and they were just like probably like some kind of weird bike manoeuvre down the tube, like to ride up the walls and stuff.
Yeah,
sparks and going around and then... blow up the core and then fly straight out the other side.
Fly straight out of a door that wasn't there. They couldn't have flown in to start with. But
as the Death Star exploded, just made a gap big enough for him.
It would look epic and spectacular.
And then they would just go back to Mars, I guess.
And
the worst is Bugs Bunny, who dig a hole into space.
Dig a hole into space and got himself sucked out.
We never established how Bugs Bunny got onto the Death Star.
I imagine he's just there in construction. Just snuck on.
Yeah. Just Bugs Bunny's just there. We didn't really know where Porky Pig came from. He got messed up Marvin the Martian.
Yeah. you do a pig? Just pops them out of nowhere and just got himself bacon.
Anyway, there's a little hole he can stick his head through. There he is. Just telling people that that's all.
Yeah.
All right. I hope you've enjoyed learning that with us today.
And I hope you join us again next week for whatever we have planned for then.
Change the intro, outro, why don't you?
I always change stuff at the last minute. It just throws people off a little bit. I never. I just thought I'd throw it out there now, see what happens.
Anyway. We'll see you next time.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
If that show made you laugh, please feel free to follow us on Facebook or Twitter at TriadicEnt. Alternatively, you can find us on Patreon, where we have a host of rewards available for our subscribers. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we hope you come back and visit us soon. Bye-bye.